chemistry we had to do.
Too many numbers on there. That's why y'all were late.
Had to carry Keon the ratchet.
Was late. Look at that honorable man. Look at that honorable man.
Hey, I owe
put Keon was me, late. DC,
put it in me, DC.
I owe 10 bucks. Hold
you don't have it to put it in me, DC?
I don't have it to put it in you. I forgot my lube. I'm sorry.
Just right back to back.
Stuff your 10 in.
You know, Louise.
You gonna write a note or something? Verbally saying it for the audience?
I'm gonna put an IOU in there. IO10.
Stupid trucks. Garbage trucks are stupid.
Nah, we need garbage trucks.
I mean, we do. We don't want it to look like New York. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't get what those street cleaners do.
No. They blow dirt from one side of the street to the other side. Where,
New
so they
York?
Have a job
no,
next
the street
week?
Cleaners out here. I never walk outside and be like, oh, you guys did a good job. It was clean. Nice and
it's
shiny.
Just on the other side of the street. And they come back the next week and blow it back on the other side?
Yeah, wow. I don't get those brushes. It's just brushes.
I was like, where's y'all vacuum?
No water. No.
Y'all ain't got no vacuum.
They definitely
back
vacuum.
In the day, it used to be water, right?
It'd be wet. It'd be wet. It'd just be dirty and wet. It'd just be, there's still trash. It's just wet trash now. I was like, all y'all did was just make all this trash wet. And so now I was going to have some mold and have that smell great. Thanks.
Yeah, I hate wet sweepers. Trash.
That's what it is.
Wet grass, mud, trash. I hate all that. It stinks.
And then they give you a ticket because they can't just make it wet now.
I pour my liquid trash like in the toilet or in the sink. I don't like that smell.
What's liquid trash?
Like any of the juices from the foods or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that smell. It's like, oh.
I hate when people cook meats. And then throw the container in the trash.
I don't like that either.
Your
throw
house
that out.
Gonna
throw
stink.
That
you
outside.
Throw that outside
yeah,
immediately.
Throw it outside because the flies get to that.
Yeah,
ass.
Ants too.
Yeah,
I used to do that
stink.
With the fish and shrimp. I put the thing in it. I'm like, what is that?
It's terrible,
especially when there's blood near to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, oh, immediately. Man,
that is meat residue, baby.
Yuck. We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. I don't think I was supposed to do that. I was supposed to do that.
Gunshot.
Man, why not?
Blocker.
I'm just glad that Craig did it this time and not DC.
I'd be killing it, bro.
Yeah, it's a blocker.
Oh, yeah, he did the tag on, which is fine. But you came in hot with it. You were ready. Yeah, you wanted it.
Yeah, you know.
DC, he'd just be like, oh, am I supposed to now?
Bro,
be so
I'd be hitting it hard. Bim, 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 bim. Play with me.
Why does yours sound like a band?
Play with me.
DC, some of his is dying.
A blocker.
What was y'all just at?
We were just in Vegas.
Oh, y'all was in Vegas.
Red Rock Casino, Las Vegas, Summerlin, Nevada.
Henderson.
No, it was Summerlin.
Oh, Summerlin, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Summerlin. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah, it was cool. They had, I think it's the hotel in Vegas with the most swimming pools. It was like 12 or 13 pools.
Where is that at?
I
know it's not on the strip, but it's not in the old.
It's off the strip. It's like kind of.
But it's not old Vegas either.
No, it's New Vegas.
Oh, okay.
It's like where people live. It's like.
Oh, that okay.
Area.
But the crazy part is it still fell on Las Vegas Boulevard.
That's probably just way down there then?
Yeah, way down there.
I like Fremont, baby.
I think I'm over Vegas as far as like being on the strip.
I mean, I go out there for work all the time.
Yeah,
so
for work, but I like the chill. I want to chill. And the strip can be like really busy all the time.
I'm all about that.
But
Fremont,
who needs
baby?
Five pools to chill?
Me, you know me. I'll be hopping in every pool. I touch them all, baby.
But y'all left that money on the day. What up?
Oh yeah, you know that was the best part of the trip was the $100 that they give you every
night.
Did
you use it?
I actually forgot about it to the last night. So right before we got on the plane, I was like,
"Can you go back? Like, if you didn't use it the next day, the day before, can you?"
Does it accumulate?
Yeah.
You like get? I don't know.
No.
I would load it up.
Craig called me and was like, hey, I think we got $100 a night on food. And I was like, can you call and confirm that?
Never wasted a voucher in my life.
Just billed to the room. Wait, you threw up?
Yeah, I had vouchers. I was doing some casino one time and they gave me vouchers and I was full, but I was like, nah, I'm using this. And I went to a buffet, ate till I threw up. Gluttony, sure.
Just sleep.
Did I waste
the
money?
In front
no.
of you.
Like I'm not wasting.
What did you eat?
You threw up in the buffet?
I walked out of the buffet. I said, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick because I couldn't. You know, I was sitting right here. Yeah. I couldn't breathe, and I was like, I'll be right back. Went to the bathroom, threw up,
came back, ate some more.
Nah, I was done.
Nah,
I was just like, I don't.
Just had to reload.
Like, woo! Back empty, baby.
I couldn't do it, but I was like, I can't waste it.
Eating till you throw up has got to be horrifying.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I've never ate till I threw up.
It's ridiculous.
I'm sure you have.
No, I've definitely been like, oh, I'm gonna pay for this later. But knowing
you've eaten in the shower,
you can kind of feel it.
Yeah, but that's the cleanest place to eat.
That's what I'm like. My food is clean.
But you know when you go like, if I like on a buffet, the problem is that I'll go like, ooh, let me get this steak. Ooh, let me get this sushi, and you just mix it.
Yeah, ooh, cheesecake.
And it's like none of these go together. Everybody's trying to figure, oh, where do I put this?
Now I don't be getting sick and stuff. It's just there was nowhere for it to go. Like there was no more room left.
You look pregnant.
This not after that throw up. I had the birth after that.
Keon became bulimic. He's in the mirror like, okay, bitch, look at you.
It's just I just like, I'm not wasting this food. You know what I mean? Which in the end, I guess I did waste it, but.
Maybe you threw it down the toilet, you did. You might as well just took the buffet food and threw it down the toilet.
I didn't know we had the $100 on the room till I went up to Marlon's room, and he kept having different like meals just sitting out. Like,
oh, he was wasting
that's
it?
Standard
he
Marlon just, anyway, though.
Yeah, but this one was like for guests. Usually he just has a bunch of meals. This was like just random appetizers. I was like, what's going on? It's $150 on that room. Got to use it. If I knew it accumulated, we would have had a party.
Oh yeah, that man got cool 300.
Some nice vittles for 300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything on the menu was in it. You know how usually they're like, here's a coupon. You come down,
you know
eat
what
with
though?
The staff.
Room service don't be fire like that.
It just be the last resort.
I'd be like, every time I've had room service, I'd be like, all right.
It's never like, oh, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that
ever.
Was the best egg sandwich I've ever had.
Ever. It's always like, okay, well, I was starving and nothing was open, but
It's the regular. It's chicken strips,
right?
Club sandwich, and a little nasty.
This
pizza.
One got a little bougie because I had a avocado toast and threw some salmon on top of it.
Oh, what? Oh.
Yeah,
you got freaky with your honey.
Yeah, I got freaky with it. Yeah,
you go get avocado toast somewhere. It, why is it so expensive these days, bro? Like you go anywhere, and I've seen $12, $13.
Avocados,
$18.
The price of avocados
are up. It's not that much. Avocados are relatively cheap, though.
Yeah.
They stay,
but they be going up. Like, sometimes they'd be 60 cents, sometimes they'd be like $2.
I'd
be like,
$18 for the sandwich?
I mean, it's so
they charge for the guacamole, making the guacamole.
They don't even make guacamole, though. It's just
be sliced up avocados.
Yeah, just smash up avocados.
It might be mashed for the most part.
Yeah, it'd be mashed.
Yeah, but just salt and pepper. They're not making guacamole. They ain't no sriracha, ain't no onion in there.
They might get freaky and throw some pomegranate on there. I hate that.
My daughter can mash my avocados. What are we talking about?
Everything's overpriced, so that's why I don't eat out.
Yeah, food right now is just up, right? The price of food
is crazy.
Yeah. Gas has dropped.
Bro, when I was in Baltimore, it was $279.
That's crazy.
Can I get some of this to go?
Yeah, I was like, I don't even want to get on the flight.
You'd be thinking, I could move here. Gas stay like this.
You get drug dealer ambitions, like, oh, you know what? Man. I can buy a tanker full here, drive that shit
back
to LA, charge $4.
I'm
coming up.
Can you take gas across state lines?
I guess in a tanker with a gas tanker.
Yeah,
like let me go to New
that
York.
Should be legal.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What
they
kind of business are
it.
You gonna say you have if you just got hella gas on you?
You just pull up the different gas stations, like, yo,
lawnmower and company.
I got that shit for the low out there.
I got a lot of cars at home, man. You know, LA, you know. I'll be driving.
You use half your gas trying to make it back.
I know. But it'd be cheaper.
And then you're getting high on your own supply trying to make it back.
Yeah.
I got gas to get back home, baby.
Gas out here, man. It's done. I'll be going to other places. I'll just be like.
You should really go electric because you got the solar panels at the crib now. It would cost you 6 cents per kilowatt, bro. It'll be so cheap for you, Keon. Mm. You'll see how much thousands of dollars you save in gas.
Because you haven't been to a gas station since then.
I don't even know they were still alive around. I'm surprised you guys were like, gas stations. They still have those? They're just still on the corners? People still go?
What's the maintenance on the Tesla, though? Like, if something goes bad?
I've had it since February. I don't know. I haven't had a single. I know their brakes last. I know they're expensive to fix when you have to fix something.
Right. That's what I was.
So like, if you have to get a new battery, I know their battery is like $10,000.
Woo!
Right?
Yeah,
that's why I won't go. Later.
But also,
but you have a warranty.
Well,
on it, right?
You have a warranty, but also, once they put a new battery in there, that's it. So let's say your car lasts for 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you pay it off, and then if you put another $10,000 in, then your car lasts for another 5 years. All right.
Mm. With so no oil change, none of that.
No crap. Oil changes. Their brakes last longer because of their system. I haven't heard a squeak. And like I said, I got mine. It was high mileage already. I already had close to 100,000 miles.
What year is yours again?
2020. I haven't heard one squeak. I haven't heard. I
mean, 2020 and already had 100,000. Somebody was driving the shit out of it.
But that's what you're supposed to do with them. But they're cell phones. Like, they're not. There's no wear and tear outside of tires and some wiper fluid, like, for your windshield. That's it. There's nothing else to look at.
I heard you could change the shell too, if you want.
If you wanted to, sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They offer that, and then I mean, that's it though. So, like, there's nothing else unless you have a real issue to
damn, we ain't getting paid for that Tesla ad you just
did. I know.
he just was like, and then you get your head.
You know, it's funny, when I got that car, so I was like, oh, I get it. And people go, I hate Tesla drivers. Like, oh, I'm one of them. I understand. I get it. You be zooming by somebody and hit a turn going at 60 miles per hour. That thing handles well. I was like, oh, I'm in.
You do the auto drive on it yet?
I'll do the auto steer, not like let it come, like not the whole autonomous thing where it come pick you up or something like that. But yeah,
like
I'll let
pull
it
out the parking spot and pull up.
Yeah, I haven't done all that.
It can parallel on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done it before, but it's also terrifying. Like, it's also really
you don't
terrifying.
Trust it 100%.
No, because then it'll start. You be like, oh, are you good?
You're right. So who's? Let's say you put it in it parallel and it bap somebody. Mm-hmm. That's on you.
Yeah, you got to have insurance for the auto drive.
Oh, that's cold game.
See, I mean, what you think is going to happen?
Because the computer's just going to be looking like,
sorry. That's like, what you have insurance for.
Yeah, what is it going to do?
It's like, a computer. It's going to, it can error.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the insurance, though, right? So that doesn't.
You have
Tesla
to get a separate insurance. Tesla covers it, but you have to get it's an added insurance if you're
going
to do it.
Oh, they get you coming and going.
Like, that, dog, they're like, hey, we know this is not perfect. Do it at your own risk. But it's better not to do it anyways. But like, if I'm doing something, I'll use the steer. So if I'm on the freeway, there's like, it'll just keep you in your lane. Mm-hmm. You can go hands free when you're in your lane.
You have to pay for the insurance for the automated stuff?
For it to drive autonomously, yes. No, you don't have to. No.
What if you're like, I don't want it?
But also, Tesla's going to be like, well, we're not, because Tesla has their own insurance also.
They're like, we're not going to cover if you did some on the auto part.
No, what were you doing? Why didn't you have your hands? It'll tell you, keep your hands on the wheel, be ready to take over at all times.
Oh, okay.
So then I'm like, if I'm going to do that, then I might as well just drive.
It's scary too, the auto drive, because it just changes lanes when it wants to.
Yeah, there's a mode on there straight. If you put, like, I forgot what it's called, but it'll be like, oh, I'll get you there in a hurry.
Mode.
And then it'll speed up on you. It's like, hold on, let me make this change real quick. And you're like, oh, it's like aggressive. And you're like, oh shit.
My fear of Tesla is that scene in Total Recall when the machine snapped. Remember, he was like, he just started driving. Hell no. Nah. Like, when the machine decided it wanted to snap, that's just it. What you gonna do?
I mean, the problems I think about is, like, once it's off, bro. Like, if it turns off, it's off.
Oh, when the robots take over us, like, it's gonna happen in the future, they first people they're hitting is the Tesla drivers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come here, you. Oh, you trapped? I can't get out. Hello. You are my bitch now. Yep. Huh?
Oh, we seen the cabs like that. The auto cabs.
What are they called again?
Seen those.
I don't know. It's called those. Me not getting in that shit. Was it Moke? No.
It starts with a.
In my head.
They haven't been San Fran.
It's a hell of them in Arizona.
I seen them out here.
In Arizona, they're it's
a lot
crazy
in
many.
It's a lot
of
debate.
I wanted to get in one. He's like, I ain't getting in that shit.
I ain't getting
in
that shit. Hell no.
And people cause a traffic jam because they sent a bunch of them to the same area and they didn't know how, like, which car should go first. So then they were just like stuck.
I heard they buffer too. That's why they're not allowed to get on the freeway.
Yeah, they can't get on the freeway.
They might just drive around the parking lot for a while buffering.
Yeah, see, I'm good.
That's
man.
Terrible.
Give me a human.
Yeah. Chaz, you were saying getting stuck in the car. Somebody's daughter just got stuck in the Tesla where they was at the charging station because they got out the car and then the Tesla locked and they couldn't get in. They couldn't even break the window for real.
They couldn't get in.
No, they couldn't get back in the car because
her phone was in the car or something.
I don't know.
If your
know
phone's in the car, you can get. The problem is if the phone's in the car, anybody can come and get in your car and take your car. If you leave your phone in the car, it's gonna be once you hit it, it's unlocked. It's hooked to your phone. So if you did leave your phone in the car, I could just come in and take your whole Tesla if I wanted to. Right, but
well,
like
that's a defect, right?
Well, possibly. Yeah. I mean, they should, but like, you don't leave your phone in the car. It's your car keys also. But like, if you locked your keys in the car, you know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody can come and get that piece. It's a gamble either way. But like, if your phone dies, then that's it. Also, so if your phone was to die, you can't get in your car if you don't keep your little. But I always keep my little key on me still.
Okay.
Like
definitely keep my key.
Some people don't. But yeah. I always keep, some people just purely on their phone. That's it.
I'm back up.
That's emergency if I just got my phone.
And then, but if it dies.
Like, I always keep my wallet on me, but every now and then I have to use Apple Pay. And
right.
I'm good.
Yeah. If it dies, it's kind of a wrap. It's hard to still get it open, but there's a way to still open everything. But like you can literally hook up like a AA battery to like the front of your car and still. Shit. So it has its like methods where you can still open it, but once it's dead, dog, it's a dead phone.
Unsold.
That's great. As soon as I do
that,
old
fashioned gas,
give me that, gas.
I would never go back.
Keys jangling.
I'll just go hybrid.
I thought about the hybrid, but you don't get a ton of miles. I'll get 300 miles and look at gas stations. I'm like, I ain't seen a gas station in months.
A hybrid would be good for you though. It gets 60 miles free.
I didn't want one of those because when you got to change them batteries, them expensive too.
Any of the batteries for these cars?
Yeah, it's crazy, like crazy.
But you don't spend for 60 miles. You get free 60 miles.
My thing is, how often are you going to change your car? Like, I'm not a big. I would have kept my GMC. You know, I'd have kept my Hummer.
I'd still be driving that Fit if that person didn't hit it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't be changing cars.
I'm a
10-year
car person minimum.
Me too.
I go, like, if I'm going to buy a car, I'm going to have it for at least 10 years. And
maybe
so.
Maybe longer.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, longer.
Yeah, maybe longer. I've
got
my camera.
I don't like changing
years.
Nothing.
Yeah. So I'm like, once it's paid off too, bro, I have my freedom.
Yeah.
But that's why I was pissed when the Hummer died because it was done. Yep. I was done. I had no
Both my cars are paid off.
Why you didn't put money into it to bring it back? It would have been too expensive.
Jesus. The upkeep.
Well, it'd been too. Gas was one thing. It'd been $5,000 to fix the Hummer, right? Mm-hmm. The Hummer was not.
But
even,
it's yours. You own it now,
right? But it wasn't even worth $10,000.
Ah, blue book. Yeah.
So then I go like, dang, dude, you mind as well?
So I put all this in there.
That's when I got the GMC. It was bigger because I had Izzy. You know, I didn't have the Hummer when I had the kid, right? So
yeah.
I was like, all right, well, this is more of a family car. It's gonna be this bigger, it's better, it's less gas. I was like, it's less wear and tear. I was like, it just made sense.
Only way that would have worked if you had a mechanic, a personal mechanic,
right,
who's knocking stuff out for cheap.
And 5,000 was
those,
a
yeah. B-Lou brother. Shout out to Brandon Lewis' brother. He hooked up Nene's car. Was having some issues.
For real?
And he hooked it up, yeah.
Oh.
Cool little price, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You got a mechanic. That's
yeah.
better than having a lot of stuff
it
in your
sure
life.
Sure is. Well, you got a mechanic?
Oh, yeah. I got a guy. You know, I got guys for everything. I always got a guy.
Who you been with? My mechanic.
I always got a guy. And I go to him. I'd be like, I need this one. Okay, $40.
He got a shopper at the house.
Yeah, he got a shop. He actually, it was funny, when we first started going to him, he was just working at the shop. I came back at the pandemic and stuff like that, and he said his name on it when he bought it, and he the guy now, like, but he be his prices just be
yeah good.
I need this done.
How
okay,
do you live off this?
If you buy the parts, $60. I'll be like,
yeah,
yes.
Like, don't be guessing. I need to see that shit on the wall.
No, I give him cash.
Oh yeah, when it's done right, boom, I don't boom. Need no receipt. I know you're
nope.
working under
here
the table,
go.
Baby.
Here you go. Boom,
all
boom.
Cash. He got a whole shop collecting unemployment.
Yeah,
and I be like, you know, you don't go to your mechanic a lot. Yeah. So when I'd be like, he gonna forget who I am. So when I would hit him up again, I'd be like, hey, and I send a headshot.
Like,
hey, it's me. Just I need this done. Hey,
like
remember
Chappelle
me?
On Half Baked. It's me, Black Ass.
Yeah, remember me?
Now you got it. They'll love you when they'll remember you when you start bringing them other people. If you bring somebody, but you come with
physically
them,
bring
yeah,
them?
You got to physically bring. Like, oh, this is my guy.
Yeah,
that's
I got man. On from somebody else. And
you
then
can only
I
bring people you
one.
Trust though, because a lot of people mess up the hookup. You know what I mean?
Facts,
you bring the wrong person. They like, you supposed to said you was going to fix this. You're already getting a deal.
He do smog checks. You always need the homie that do smog checks.
But I got another homie who work on cars, and he got a homie, and he closer to me, so I might start going to him too, because I need to get these scratches out of my car.
They be like, send me anybody with an accident. And then they got the hookup where they be like, all right, so I'm going to say all this stuff is wrong in the car.
Yeah.
Just give me $3,000, you keep the rest. That's the hookup.
Deal.
Hookups, I don't mind. Yeah, but DC, you're right. Some people be messing up
some
your hookup.
Mess
you can't
up
give
jug.
Everybody your hookup.
You can't.
You got to be selective.
They go and argue the price. You be like, man, I told you it was going to be
this
much.
Or even if they just act a fool, like you do something on consignment or whatever, and they start acting up like, what's and they if that hookup call you like, what's up with your boy? You be like, fuck,
like, yo,
nah, because he tried it. Nah, bro, I told you,
right.
man. Now you done ruined it for both of us.
Right?
Nah, I'm not. I don't be giving everybody my guys.
You can't.
Nah, I'm not. I'm stingy. They ain't no fun. Ain't nobody having fun then.
Right.
I'm not sharing shit. I earned this hookup.
People forget. They think that they found it. And they be like, no, remember, someone brought you to this.
Right.
If I bring you to something, you got to be on your best behavior.
Yeah.
It's the entitlement of it. Mm-hmm. You can't have entitlement when it comes to a hookup. You got to come humble.
Right.
Hey,
thank you. I just appreciate what you're doing. Yeah, thank you for everything.
$40.
Right.
How about I give you 35?
Like, you gotta just take that for and you can't rush hookups.
You got it. Yep.
You gotta take that bullshit.
You gotta wait.
You gotta.
I didn't call B Lou one time. I was just hit me when it's ready, baby. They kept it. Hit me when it's ready.
That's a hookup. Yeah. Man, it took 3 weeks. Oh well.
There's three weeks worth of full paying people that came in. You wanted the hookup.
On the hookup, you cannot rush a hookup.
That's a great point. When you're gonna be done? When I'm done.
When I'm done.
I'm squeezing you in between my regular customers first. Yeah.
I've done that with people writing. I was like, yeah, I get that for you. And they'll be like, hey, it's been just checking in.
What?
You want it free, right?
I'll let you know when it's done. Or you can just take it back.
Before I start cutting my own hair, I had a teammate who used to cut all our hair. And he'd be like, He knock on our doors and be like, y'all better get while the getting's good, and we all run in there.
Yep, because he's
like, because if you didn't catch it then, he got places to be. It's like you might not get your hair cut for another couple of weeks. And he'd be like, all right, I'm in the mood right now. We'd be like, all right, I'm first. Let me go.
Yeah, man.
Let me sip out the bowl.
I said, what? And you on my time? Awesome, my schedule. I get them when I get there, baby.
Yeah, that's how it becomes with your kids too. My son used to be like, can I get a haircut? I'd be like, in the morning, first thing. Be at the door with the chair and the towel.
You got to do some work.
Get here early.
Mine not there yet where they asking like that. They just take it. I make them get one. Now. I'm like, I need to cut your hair.
They don't say, Dad, I need a haircut?
Keelan might be like, if he want to change it, then he'd be like, hey, can I get such? But if it's just like maintenance, they don't really be caring.
Could you freshen up the park?
Yeah, they don't really care like that yet. They don't care. They care more about
So they'll probably never go to a barbershop.
Nah.
Eventually. Maybe.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Keon's hands get shaky. I got you, kid. Sit down.
Eventually.
They'll probably go to be, this is what it's like.
No, that's when daddy son time is during the haircuts. Yeah. They be saying the weirdest shit.
They say much weird shit. And they just be, I'd be like, what are y'all talking about, bro? They just be saying stuff.
Booty.
Just be saying stuff, but no, they like but Keelan, he wear cologne every day.
What kind of cologne he wearing?
Because I got some. This company hit me up, you know, one of the social media.
Yeah,
we're gonna send you some stuff. I thought it was gonna be a one time send.
Oh, they've been just
sending cologne every month,
a different one,
yeah. And some of them I don't like, so I'm like, y'all want to take these? And Keelan's like, ooh, I'll take it. So he's spraying all day at the school. And he,
on the handball court, smelling luxurious.
So, like, we walk into school. If he walk in front of me, I could smell him.
Yeah, or you like, catch a whiff.
Yeah. But, it, like, I feel like, you know, how cologne is different for everybody's skin and their body types and stuff. So some of them, like, I spray one on me. I did not like it on me.
Yeah.
On him, it smells amazing.
Okay.
So I was like, maybe this is for you then.
Yeah,
like,
it's your chemistry, brother.
Yeah, I'm like, this is for you. So he got, like, three different colognes.
You know what happened? Some girl at the school was like, you smell good.
I don't know. He just they be on they like trying to be like dad shit. They be like, oh, when I grow a beard or when I do this, like they just be on that. Watch, when I get taller than you, when I get this and that, they just, you know, they be on that type of shit.
Kids want to grow up so fast.
So fast. I'm like, enjoy it, bro.
They have no idea.
When I was a kid, I never wanted to get older. I knew it was going to be a problem. I said, I'm happy here.
I did.
I did not.
Only because of the authority stuff. I just wanted my dad to leave me the hell alone.
So no, I'm talking about
kids,
though.
There's just problems at every level in life. You know what I mean? Even when you're in kindergarten, you're like, man, I got to go to this. You got to wake up in the morning. You know what I mean?
I feel like it was fun for a long time. I just remember being like, I'm going to get up, hang out with the homies, dog, and go play. And go, I can read now.
Every time
that's
I had to do
blessing.
A chore, I'm like, I can't wait till nobody tell me what to
all
do.
All you do is do more shit. Yeah.
I'm like, shit, I was already putting money on the bills when I was in high school. I was like, shit.
Oh, no, by high school, I definitely was. Spot. Yeah.
Y'all was paying putting money on the bills?
I was paying the whole family's car insurance.
Oh, wow.
In high school?
What?
Yeah, when I got my license, my dad was like, you made the insurance go up. So you...
Oh, okay.
And I thought I was paying my part. I was paying the family's car insurance.
Did you know that, though?
No, not at the time. No. I was just like, man, it's expensive to drive. He had me paying the whole bill.
You had a job then?
Yeah.
Oh, in high school?
I got one. He had me paying the whole bill.
Yeah, was at Big Five, right?
No, that was after.
Oh, that was
in high school,
later?
I worked for my mom for a summer at the plant. And they didn't have nothing for me to do. I got fired. And then I got a job at Burger King. I did that and then upgraded to In-N-Out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Big bucks.
Because In-N-Out opened, that new one I had opened in Antioch, and they was hiring, and they hired me and like three of my teammates.
And they've always been busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they needed people that were over 18 because we could work late. And they wanted basketball players because they have an in-and-out tournament every year.
Oh, okay.
So they take that tournament like serious as shit.
They hired us.
Oh, we beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
And they was like, y'all cheated. Y'all got college basketball players.
They worked there.
And we was like, we beat every team by 20 easily. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even. We played one game completely high and still won by 25. And I had never played high ever in my life. Like, but I was like, oh, this don't count.
It's like a video game.
Bro, I was like, I don't even know what's happening right now. Like,
Keon, half court. This is a good shot.
I should shoot this.
Shoot. Got it.
It was... Yeah, and then I quit In and Out and started doing summer camps for my coaches. Cause the money wasn't too far different, and to me it was more fun, like working with the kids and stuff like that. That's why when I coach my kids now, people be like, "You done this before?" I was like, "Yeah, I just do this all the time in college. I know how to work with kids. I know how to get stuff out of them, how to discipline them without like breaking them,
mm-hmm.
how to make the sucky kids think they good." That was my favorite part.
That's like the best.
This kid's trash, and I'm going to make him think he is
amazing.
But they
play hard, though.
They play hard. If you just have them, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah! And
baby,
they don't know
baby
that they
Draymond.
Suck. Yeah. They don't know. Like I would have them. I have my second unit. I would be like, we pick on the weaker kids. Not knowing they the weaker kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you see that? Go take the ball from him. You could so they got to a point where I would put in the second unit and they would get on there. This one little kid, he'd be like, we pick on the weak. I'm like, yo, don't yell that out, bro.
You can't say it.
Don't say that out. And they would just get hella they couldn't score for shit. But they would get hella turnover. They would play hard. I'm like, man, I like this.
That's great. Coaching's great. Coaching's mad fun.
Coaching's fun, man.
I wonder how much. I want to see Draymond's high school stats.
He was cold in high school.
He was killing.
He was killing.
Draymond was that dude.
Yeah.
Especially offensively.
Because I remember him at Michigan State being able to ball.
Yeah.
And then he just couldn't ball anymore.
No, even if you look at his rookie, his summer league, he was killing in summer league.
Yeah.
He just changed who he had to be.
I remember him being able to score, and it was just kind of like, what happened? Like,
Championship, he scored 26 points, 8 rebounds, and like 7 assists. Yeah.
Everybody in the NBA was the guy in high school.
Oh, for sure.
Dennis every Rodman last averaged one of them. 27 yeah. in college.
They just get to a league, and then it's like, all right, what's your role now?
Right.
Yep. But
get in where you fit in.
Yeah, but people be like, oh, you suck. No, they
Draymond
don't.
I feel like he had room to score with the Warriors, though.
Yeah, but he passed.
Well, he stopped
able to get 10 points a game.
He had the yips for a minute. Like, he couldn't. I think mentally he was like, I can't make this shot.
He used to knock that three down at
the
top of
the key. Yeah, and then he went through a little phase where he was like, I can't shoot it right now.
And then when you're playing with the best shooters ever, why are you even shooting? You know what I mean? Why? It's not like he was shooting with average. They,
you know
they
who
were
played
best
at the wrong time?
Who?
I think about it, Rasheed Wallace, bro.
No, he held his own.
His time.
No,
he won rings.
Right now, it's a big man 3-point league. And him playing with the Pistons, like him and Chauncey used to hit that top of the key thing.
Yeah.
But I go like, had he had that Dirk, had he had that.
Right.
You know, Dirk was like the one dude you're like, he's the only one who's 7 foot allowed to do this.
Yeah.
Right. But
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because people used to get mad at Rasheed for shooting too many threes.
Yeah.
But Rasheed, he had that turnaround.
Down in the block. But
they used to get mad at him for shooting threes.
He was a solid 3-point shooter. And then I'm like, had he been able to, like, really just go off and
he's definitely
that.
A player of this era.
Yes, like, sure. 6'11".
That's Tayshaun Prince as well.
Yeah, Tayshaun.
He knocked the three down.
Well, Tayshaun, he was about right.
Threes,
he was small forward, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was 6'11", small forward.
He was all arms.
Yeah. He was all long. He was just 6'9".
Tayshaun was 5'7", and his legs was
125 pounds.
Well, I don't think he was 6'11",
though.
He's 6'9".
Yeah, but yeah, his wingspan was crazy.
Yeah, he was hell,
dumb.
He was long, no pause.
Whoa.
Long, strong.
Long, blue chew.
That's what we're going.
That's
into.
What we're doing, man. This episode is about you, by Blue Chew.
If you want your thing to be like Tayshaun on Tayshaun,
long and hard.
Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. Ain't no swallowing pills or nothing like that. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped directly to your door. Best part, it's all done online. That means no going to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in the pharmacy. You just take them anytime, day or night. You can plan ahead for whenever the opportunity arises. It's dope. Come to the door. Nobody knows what it is. Pop it, and you pop it. You know what I'm saying? Get it done.
Pop it up and get pop it, done. It I've
tried
out,
it.
Baby.
I tried it. I got banned, but it worked. You know what I'm saying? It was a good time for me. I can't speak on her, but it was a great time for me. And we got a special deal for our listeners. So you try Blue Chew for free. When you use our promo code ISSUES, just pay $5 shipping at checkout. That's it. That's bluechew.com, promo code ISSUES, to receive your first month free. And we'd like to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Get your heart on.
Are y'all, is that a fear of y'all's?
What?
When he's at that moment, it's like, it don't be working.
Of course it crosses my mind.
That never crosses my mind.
Because it's going, it should, because it's going to happen.
Because I feel like...
Is it? Why?
I feel like it happens when you're unhealthy.
I mean, I don't know what age it's supposed to happen.
I've had drunk dick before.
That's no,
well,
that
we're talking
count.
About just
just
like
for no reason. You just, yeah, you just having it just don't be getting up.
When you be trying to rub it on it and all that and it still don't work.
Just, but like when it's a recurring...
I thought once you get older at a certain point, you're going to have those.
It's no. If you're unhealthy.
No, that's disappointing. Oh, yeah. That's depressing.
Because what happens with men's testosterone levels start going down, and then they get unhealthy. And then, you know, but if you stay, if you, active everything stay, up, you know, everything stay up. If you stay up, everything stay up. So, it never crossed my mind because I'm like, nah, I'm fine. You eating
wait,
right,
that's
you
gonna
taking
happen
your vitamins.
They got all kind of different things, though. They got pumps you can add
oh,
in.
Yeah, now they got, I mean, they got all kind of pills.
They got new vaginas. You could always be like, maybe it's this old one's broken.
This is your fault.
Yeah, it's a...
always, no accountability.
That's not something I ever think about. When I was younger, I did. Like, when I was like, oh, man, one day, it ain't going to be like this. And then I was like, and I got here, and I was like, nope, it doesn't stop.
I just wish it was more controlled. Like, you know, you just sometimes you're just hard, and you'd be like, man, why am I hard
for
right
no
now?
Reason?
No reason. No,
I'm just driving.
Yeah.
You're like,
chill, bro.
Yeah, let me out.
Chill, bro.
Let me out of here. Yeah. That's no pussy.
Like Venom.
You're like, what are you doing? Well, you're just
relax.
Nothing around.
There's
middle
nothing
of nowhere.
Here. There's no reason for this.
Get out of here. Right.
Sometimes if the weather changes, like if it's one of those cold, gloomy days, I'm hard all day. Like on the cold, you know, those rainy days where nobody go outside all day.
Even
just,
in a readjust. You're like, bro.
I'll be like, I'm just watching. And I don't like when it happens when it's like, I'm watching football. Why is this happening? Like, it's just for no reason.
Doritos. I don't care if it's male or female.
It'd just be like, what
wait,
are you
what?
Doing? That's
I don't care. I just eat.
I just,
you gotta
you
buy
doing?
Venom.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't care,
man.
If it's male or female.
You're like, get out of here. If you would like, let your dick choose, he would not give a shit. He'd be like, oh,
dude, what is women's, like, what is that version of them for them?
The same thing they have.
Ovulating.
The
sometimes they just get moist on things.
Maybe when they're ovulating.
I don't
ladies,
know.
Don't
that's
you
when
just...
you come in the room and hear.
No, but ladies, do y'all
they
just
say,
be
they
chilling?
They say when they're ovulating,
be...
though, they horny. Like, it's just like, ah, I need it now.
Y'all just be like chilling and you're just typing
see,
away. And then all of a sudden it's like, and you're like, oh, what just
feel
happened?
Feel a drop. Yeah, that happens.
Oh, I was just minding my own business, and then all of a sudden, squirt.
Sometimes you be right there. You leave the room, come back. Why is the fucking candle lit? You're just gonna do it without me? That's how we doing? All right.
You hear upset?
Well, you know, Chaz can't control himself.
He's, what do you mean?
If you do it in church, I'm sure you get a hard on.
I was a child. Come on, guys. I've definitely beat off in traffic, especially with a Tesla automation. Man.
Drive, I'm a
drive.
You got the porn playing on your screen.
Hey, if it won't let you do it while you're driving. I'm sure there's a hack somewhere, but I wouldn't play porn, but
I'm sure you would.
I remember the first time I saw somebody watching porn in a car.
Wow. That should be really common.
I was working at In-N-Out.
They should just drive.
Remember the TVs first got in the car?
Escalades.
And they came through the drive-thru, and everybody was just in there watching porn. I was like, what are y'all doing?
what are you doing?
It's
a private moment.
Why are y'all doing
this? I was like, y'all really think this is some cool shit. Y'all really need to see some cool shit. I'm playing porn. I'm driving the TV. I'm bored. Like, what are you doing?
Well, they used to have the music with the porn, so you could put the DVD in.
It doesn't matter.
I'm
just like, y'all
guilty of that.
I knew it when you started explaining.
Yeah, well, see,
I was like, wait, what?
To the porn, so you be bumping R. Kelly. Great. And porn.
Great. I'm glad we have one of these people here to ask. What is the mindset behind it? How, you just thought it was some cool shit?
It's freak hoes and flows, you know.
Freak hoes and flows?
Freak hoes and flows.
Did it help you get
was
women?
Was that the name?
That's the name of it, you know. Had a
did it help you get women? Were they like, oh my God, I want to be with him. He's balling in this sex mobile.
Yeah.
It made it weird. You know, sometimes you have friends in the back seat and you're like, hope this nigga don't get hard to this seat.
Well, TVs in the car in general back in the day looked like you just had money.
For sure.
When you had hella TVs.
Even the cheap ones, they would lay it on top of the seat when they built it. Yeah. And put it on top
right.
of it. But that was just.
I know some dudes would have them in the way back where there's not even seats back there. Right. So the people behind you could just right. see.
And like,
oh,
for what?
TVs.
They were like, oh, this is the hater vision. Yeah. They had a hole in there. So you guys are weird.
It's just a way to get robbed.
You guys think spinners were ever come back?
I hope so.
I loved
my spinners. I wish they would.
You had some?
It was cold.
Yeah.
I never got to do it.
Yeah. I never.
I was like, I'm so.
Freewheel got played.
Drive.
It was his. Wasn't it his?
It was his. Yeah, they were called Freewheels.
They were.
And then everybody started doing it. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't get no money from that?
I don't think he owned.
He owned the rim company.
But he didn't own the actual design, or do you have a patent on the spinners?
Well, what sucked is a year later they came on with the clip-on ones.
Yeah, those are stupid. Those are hella dumb.
You could tell.
Those are awful.
They didn't spin. They just
right.
Yeah. The clip-ons are terrible.
Yeah, that was funny. They did have a.
They look plastic.
Yeah, you get them at Walmart. When they went, when they went in Walmart, I was like, all right, this is come on. But the one that was inside the rims, it was cold, man.
Hey, bro, I loved it. You like, legit, when you saw it and somebody stopped, you were like, are they still spinning?
And it was on 20?
That's super dope.
And when you drove it, it looked like they were just standing still.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, too, how, remember, like, when 20 was, like, a big thing, now tires are just big. You buy a regular car, come with 18 out the gate.
And rims are not really, no, shiny rims ain't even really, like, popping like that.
No.
I was the first one in L.A. with 24s on my Denali. Yeah, I had to sitting on Kobe's.
I remember that being a thing, like, and now it's just standard.
What was that, early 2000s?
Yeah.
When did taper off? 2010?
Shortly after.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
They didn't have a good run.
Once they had them hubcaps, that was
like
it.
2001, it came out, and by like 2005, they were.
I mean, we riding gone. Spinners, we be in the car, not a spinner in sight. We riding spinners, don't stop.
Because I know in Texas, big rims and big tires still like a thing.
Well, in the Bay, they still, you know, the they still do the box chevs.
They do?
Yeah.
In the South, they be on like 30s and a Cutlass.
And then out here, you know, they got the...
We had scrapers.
Yeah, we had scrapers, yeah.
Oh, they be on
I like the box chevs, though. I didn't like the other ones. The ones that look like the police cars.
Oswald Bills.
Huh?
Impalas?
Yeah, I didn't like those. I like the box chevs.
I had a Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah. I was like, ah.
I never thought they were dope cars. I never thought a Cutlass was dope. I never thought the old Oldsmobiles were dope. I was like, people like love those cars, and I was like... These just regular cars with rims on them. Like, what are y'all?
I like that. One of my boys, he does, like, that's what he does. He makes the cars. His be fire.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd be like, that look good.
What would be the old school car you would get, like, right now, just to have?
I always wanted a 67 Mustang, but.
Yeah, I want a Stang. I want a 50, though.
I would advise, if any of y'all get an old school, buy it already done. I got my dream old school car. And I've been working on it for 10 years.
What's the dream car?
I got a 69 Nova.
Uh-huh. Okay.
SS.
Uh-huh.
You still got it?
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor had two of them at my old house. He would just buy them
and
fix them.
It was
them
in
up.
The garage, and I'd pay, send money in to get things fixed. And over 10 years, you get certain things fixed, and other shit goes to shit. So you have to keep.
Damn.
It's better to just buy it already done.
What would I want?
I don't know.
Yeah, old school car is probably something fairly new, like a Impala, 96 Impala.
I
like a 2000.
So young, bro.
No, I would get something stupid, though. I'd probably get one of those H1 Hummers when they were all decked out. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. The LeBrons?
Yeah, the LeBron. That was
I never
big
liked
and stupid.
Them,
what? Those are mad. I used to love them.
I didn't like them.
Like, oh, you going to war in this bitch.
And then when they made the smaller versions, I was like, well, why you want a small one? You going to do it, go big.
They just always remind me of big Jeep Cherokees.
Yeah.
Didn't have a Lamborghini Hummer
Wow.
back in the day?
I remember Rocky's Hummer in what was it? Rocky 3, another one with the light came up. His Lamborghini. I said, something.
Yeah.
We his seen, I don't know if you saw it, Shaq's car. He had a one of those, what is that? It's like yours, the Tesla. No, is it a Tesla? The ones that look
like the Cybertruck.
Yeah, the Cybertruck. Oh. It was monstered out, though.
I just seen one
monstered out.
Like up close recently, and I was like, they big. I didn't think they were that big. Yeah. But I was like, I do not like these.
He made his look bigger somehow.
Yeah. Big rims.
It was huge.
I mean,
I test drove the Tesla Cybertruck. It's cool, but I test drove the electric Hummer was way better.
Yeah, that's the Cybertruck. Crazy. The inside looks crazy.
That's the one I want.
And it does the crab walk.
Yeah.
Just turn the wheels and go up like this.
Oh, for real?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He had a propeller park. It's just like... And they come
the
back.
The wheels turn.
That's hard. That's
ain't no going back. It's just like we just going to the side, bro.
No, that's dope. That's pretty fresh. Like Hello Fresh.
Oh,
you cooking today? Are you cooking today?
With Hello Fresh, you get fresh.
That's pretty fresh.
Pre-portioned ingredients.
Pause for effect.
And seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Mm-hmm. We all know home-cooked meals are so much better for you. You know, I've been preaching that for forever. It's cheaper. I've been preaching that for forever. And you don't always have time to pull stuff off. And half the time when you're cooking, it's just thinking about what to make. Mm-hmm. And you can eliminate that when you already got your meals done. You're like, we eating this, and everybody shut up. That's you just like what we have. No ideas. Yeah. No more in searching for recipes and none of that stuff. There's always new flavors to explore with ever-changing menu of over 50 recipes.
Woo!
50.
50 piece.
50 of them to choose from every week. And just pick your meals and delivery date, and it's that simple. Plus, you know, things get busy. Y'all got jobs and stuff. You ain't got time to be thinking on all that stuff, man. Just use your meal kit and you're done. And it'd be good. You add your own seasonings, your own spices. You want to jazz it up. Yeah. Sometimes you want to spice it up. I'll be adding chili flakes to my stuff, a lot of my stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or cayenne. I do cayenne a lot. Yeah, because the chili flakes sometimes, you know, getting stuck in your teeth and whatnot. So I throw a lot of cayenne pepper.
A little spice for later.
Yeah.
Oh. You still there?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Mike, I'm you know, my favorite part is I get to send the sage away at school.
Right.
So it kicks in. And I know he has a good home-cooked meal instead of chicken fingers and Five Guys.
College stuff. Pizza every day.
It's good.
And for free breakfast for life.
Free.
You go to HelloFresh.com/free issues.
Issues.
And you get one breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't order it real quick. Cancel. Don't think you're going to be getting free breakfast.
Not on us. Not on HelloFresh. Not today.
So for free breakfast for life, just go to HelloFresh.com/free issues. And you get that one breakfast item per box while your subscription is active, man. It's highly encouraged to get HelloFresh. I really like it. I'm not even saying that. I really enjoy HelloFresh.
We stock up. We be like,
give me them egg bites.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
And Izzy loves to help out. She be in there. Whipping and dipping, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to start someone off cooking.
Mm-hmm. But the boys are at a point now where they doing that. Is it ready yet? I'm like, hey man, shut your ass up,
man. The free food around here.
Like, I get it. You hungry because they active in sports all day. All they do is sports, training all day. And they be like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, kid hunger hit different. Yeah, I remember when you got out that pool when you was little? That's a different kind of
that
hunger.
That sandwich out the pool.
Oh, man.
That's a different tasting sandwich, man. They put the chips on it and crunch it down.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Why'd the pool make you so hungry?
It worked.
I don't know.
It's work, bro.
It is. If you think about it, it's a full workout.
It is.
You're playing in water, floating, keeping yourself up.
Swimming is the only thing I ever did.
And the sun beating on you.
The sun draining you.
Yeah.
Playing tag, jumping in and out the water.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Swim is the only thing I've done workout-wise that I said, everything hurts. I am so sore. And I was in great shape. We did a swimming workout. I said, hey, respect to swimmers.
That's how I felt with the jits.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, nope.
I felt like it wasn't even the same because that was along the lines of wrestling. I was like, when you're flexing all the time.
I never did that.
Swimming. So. I was like, oh, this is the hardest thing.
I know, but it's a good resistance, though.
It's great.
Like, yeah, it I don't ever feel sore. I feel the resistance in the water.
Man, I remember. Like I said, we challenged the water polo team. Never again will ever insult. Well,
that's different.
But that was the work. I was like.
But you're using muscles you never used. Yeah. So that's
but
what
I use them all the time.
Or you thought.
What?
The gong that? Went off on me.
Jesus,
it just did.
Did a demon in that energy?
The hell?
No, man. I was just like, "Hey, respect to swimmers, bro."
Ain't that more tiring than almost drowning
all the time? All right. The time. You always fighting for your life.
Man, it's just
you just gotta give up and go to sleep.
Nah.
Hey, man. I mean, we used to
if you're in the middle of the ocean. And it's going down. You just gotta go to sleep, man. Let it just
in the water.
You. What are you gonna do? Just fight it?
Float for as long as you can.
I'm talking about if you. I mean,
word. What's the scenario? You're just board or nothing, no plank.
Middle of the night.
Middle of the night. Oh,
You fell off the cruise ship.
You know, dude survived doing that. White dude.
He fell off the cruise ship.
He fell off, I believe.
Right? Uh-huh. Fell off. He was drunk and floated all night, and they came and got him in the morning.
Oh,
and they found
it
them.
Takes a long time for them to turn around too, because they have to make a big ass U-turn.
It ain't no regular U-turn.
No,
and that ship be moving. Like they tell you just watch the water, pick a spot on the water, and just watch how fast that spot gone. And it don't take long. You just pick this spot, and just keep looking at
he
it.
He floated all night,
All night.
But my thing is also it's just like
it's gonna be shit biting your back.
You're so lucky that they found you. You're a speck in the water.
Yeah.
You're a speck.
Yeah.
It's not like find side you. Of the road.
No. And you're moving.
At night, the ocean, when you look out on that water, it is pitch black. Mm. It's scary.
There's definitely sharks there, too.
It's everything.
It's everything.
I'm not worried about fish.
Dark. Sharks.
Things coming up tickling you.
It's dark. Yeah. I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pass out,
it's better
out,
to go to
bro.
Sleep, bro.
It's not going to be a voluntary pass out. I'm just going to pass out.
You know how hard you got to try not to panic?
Yeah.
You okay? Him being drunk is probably the best thing.
Probably.
He's probably hit the water, was like, ooh, felt nothing, broke nothing, floated right back up.
Trying to just lay.
And
floating is not easy.
I don't know how to float on my back.
It's not
a calm. The waves are.
Well, that's another thing.
Right. You're not just chilling, waterbed like floating.
If it's a calm night, but if it's.
It's never a calm night in that ocean.
Sometimes it is.
Would you rather see a shark fin or not see a shark fin?
I don't
know
see
that
it.
It's there.
I don't want to see it.
Feel something by your foot or see the fin.
Because if it's
around.
Something by foot,
I'm getting scared by you just saying this.
Because this is why. If something hit my foot, I can make it be like, oh, it probably was just like I could in my mind, I can make it be like, oh, it probably was a harmless guppy. I could make it so. If I see a shark fin, I'm shitting and I'm passing out. That's just it. I don't want to see that.
I'd rather see this. Because
you're like, please be a dolphin. Please be
a dolphin. Yeah, it could be anything, but you might get raped. But
it's better than getting my old leg ripped off.
Y'all take the rape from a dolphin.
Dolphins got little dicks. I'm not really worried about
it. Do they have little dicks?
Yeah, you never seen a whopping dolphin dick. You're like, oh my God, I'm worried about this.
Be like, oh shit, look at that dolphin dick.
Let me look up dolphin dick.
Killer whale dick.
Woo.
That looks meaty.
Well, they'll eat you, though. Killer whales are
killer
dangerous.
Whales, they look
they're more dangerous than sharks.
Very much so.
Yeah. Aren't they considered?
But they look at us as pets.
Aren't killer whales considered more dolphin than
sharks? Orcas look at us as pets.
They are mammals, aren't they?
They're mammals, yeah.
Yeah, they're mammals. They are more dolphin than a shark.
Yeah,
but
killer whales
are
definitely on the dolphin side.
But they'll kill your ass for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Look at this little wiener, bro.
Don't they just, they were just,
look
like,
at this little
they were
wiener.
Just, you got to look up big dolphin dick. You just
this is little dolphin dick.
This is the big dolphin dick.
No, you got to type in big dolphin dick.
Y'all look Google at this little thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
You're taking this little thing over. You, I'm talking about, or a shark bite.
Nah, have, I'll take the rape, bro.
Nah, they're powerful animals. They got full on strength.
But he's like, and he busts.
And he's done.
You be
floating on top of the water.
He's out.
He's got no arms. He got to pull my pants down.
It's not going to be one. They're going to run a train.
Why can't it be a train?
Because that's what dolphins do.
But
they're going to be like, come get some.
Come get some of this.
Why did he become a Mexican dog?
Hey, man. Come get some. They're going to put you on your stomach.
Hey, man, I still rather get tossed up by some dolphin clicks, bro, than to bite my leg off.
100%.
I mean, give me the... They slapping their dick on my face.
Nah, I don't know, man. You get more props if you get your leg bit off.
Props with who? They you got no like, leg.
They gonna be like, I gotta tell nobody. I got
no, you do.
The doctor like, can't tell.
They're gonna be like, hey.
The black light's gonna go across you. They're gonna see all types of samples.
They're like, Keon, what happened? In that water.
I passed out. I don't know.
You just, but you're just encrusted with dolphin sperm.
I'd rather come back crying because a shark bit my leg than crying because
dolphins
ran. But
like Chad said, how they get your pants down? So it's really just dry humping.
They went through the pants.
They dry humping.
Man,
I'd rather take a dry hump from 17 dolphins.
Do you know how smart the dolphins are?
Sure.
The first one going to dry hump you. The other one going to be like, we got to get him right.
Man, take his pants off.
The third one's going to spit on us.
In the water? You know,
like this.
The honk to a dolphin.
Hear the other two dolphins. Shit was dry.
Now, if they were able to somehow interpret dolphins, right? If they learn how to translate dolphins, and they heard a click of dolphins, like, yo, Chaz Rogers, we got that ass. On the echolocation. And then people recording, like, this is crazy. This is the first time we've ever been able to translate. And they're talking about how they butt raped a random civilian.
No, you're going to be on shore, and they're going to be going by laughing at you.
Always knowing it's me?
Right,
my kids are here.
Okay.
Take my leg.
Everybody's going to be like, oh, those dolphins like you. I'll be like, yeah.
now, like me. If they grew legs and could walk, and they came on the beach, like, hey, where's our bitch?
Hey,
this your father? What's up, man? Get in the water. No, please.
I'll take the dry humps.
Please. Take my
no,
leg.
No, it's rape, not dry humps.
How'd they get my pants up? Oh, you fell off. Smart water neck.
Yeah,
no. The leg is the purple heart. You come back with the purple heart.
But you have no leg.
Got, yeah. It's cool.
No, it's not.
I'm talking to the people. See, yeah, I was in there.
They got great technology.
And I fought the shark.
Yeah, I was punching in his eye.
Yeah, punch him in his eye.
You did it, though. He's got your leg grip. He's like, I'm full. I got a whole human leg. You ain't do nothing.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
And you're going to bleed out in the water.
You might bleed out from the dolphins.
What are you talking about?
I'd rather bleed from my leg than my asshole.
Look at this little peen. I'm not worried about this little dolphin meat.
Big dolphin.
20 of them is going to be different.
Now, whale dick is a different conversation.
I'm not taking a whale dick. You just going to have to kill me.
Whale dick is wild.
You have to kill me.
Wait, is this a whale dick? This ain't no way. Is this the penis?
Ugh.
Yo, if this is the world, that's
my penis. Yeah.
Isn't that, what do they call them? Aren't they called
I thought it was a tongue.
What if you heard that? Like,
but it's mad.
But instead of a dolphin meal, you just see the dick at the top of the water.
That's the fin.
You know you about to take it.
I'm going to beg for the dolphins. Give me the dolphins.
That's the dolphin penis. Bigger than two hands.
That does
bro.
Look bigger.
Oh, yeah.
That looks a lot close. Bigger than what I saw.
Yeah, close, you had a long distance. Look at that, DC.
No, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get up in you.
That's some good meat right there.
That's going to get up in you.
That's a different conversation.
That'll change your day now.
It looks like it can move around, too.
Yeah, you're doing a wave. That's a different combo.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want it.
I don't think I want to deal with that now. I'm still taking that over the
shark bite.
I think so.
I just don't want to
either way, I'm not walking the same. You know what I mean?
I don't want to bleed out in the water. That's why.
Because then more sharks
And then more are coming. Yeah, they're going to tear you apart. Like, you dying.
We just said one shark bite.
Yeah, we said one shark bite.
But once the blood is out, they're attracting more sharks.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's a
no,
shark
we already
frenzy.
Proved that you're going to get found. We're going to find you.
How much blood have I lost?
Yeah. How much have I gotten mangled?
You get to tell the story.
Now I'm the head detective. They didn't shoot off everything. I'm just heads, feet, and hands.
That's
now.
A great sketch, bro.
It's today's technology. Somebody going to get that tape on tape with the dolphin and you.
And you get a new leg.
And as soon as you get big, they're going to release it.
But your butthole will go back to normal. Yeah, well.
Have you seen that dolphin penis?
Yeah. Your butthole's made to
now
go away.
These legs nowadays are pretty legit. They be running track and stuff.
They're going to release you in the sex tape, the dolphin sex tape.
It's not a sex tape. It's a rape tape.
This is sex
tape.
That
is not a sex tape.
It's not a sex tape. This is not voluntary. Well, I cried.
Nobody's going to jail for it.
Get off me!
I cried.
You're going to have to fill out paperwork.
Yeah, you got to arrest those dolphins. Then I want vengeance. Then I'm in the water.
Every dolphin.
You're going
killing.
Back to rape dolphins?
I'm plugging her blowholes. until they drown, you goddamn right I am. I'm like, oh yeah, you want to plug my hole?
That's the one that did it right there.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna hold him by his fins while I just plug his blowhole.
You're not gonna know which one is which. They all look the
all
same.
All of them are getting it. every single dolphin.
So you're gonna take down innocent dolphins.
Everybody.
He done with women at this
I was
point.
Innocent.
It's all dolphins. It's
bro,
all dolphins.
You're taking down. That's I not was right, Chad. Once.
They innocent took my innocence. Every dolphin, the baby, the grown,
people.
The old ones, everybody's catching it.
No, he's just going to be swimming fast through the water.
Dude, I'm going to hit the whole dolphin catching him. Like, y'all better run.
What's that movie, The Animal?
Yeah. You're damn right. All of them catching it, man.
That was such a random movie.
It was
such a random.
I don't remember like, that movie. What was his name? With Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got, like, the powers from all these different animals.
What's his best movie?
Deuce Bigelow.
For sure.
Yeah, Deuce
Bigelow. For sure, for sure.
Damn, that's a big ass bitch.
Huge bitch.
That second one was so funny.
Big boy waiting in the bed.
Wait. The other one was good too. Where he transformed until he was like
the girl.
Yeah,
the hot chick.
Shallow Hal.
No, that's
no.
Jack,
I'm tripping.
Jack
I'm tripping. You're right. You're right.
That movie is hilarious.
Yeah, I think hot chick. I was thinking about hot chick.
Yeah, hot chick.
Yeah, Deuce Bigelow is funny.
Rob kind of got some fire out there.
He and even his cameos be good.
His cameos be better.
Cameos better than movies
for sure.
Other than Deuce Bigelow,
the fisherman with the one hand. What movie that was?
That was in
he does great characters
dates.
Though.
Yeah.
Waterboy, he had a good
iconic line. You can do it.
I brought that back in other movies.
Yeah. Adam Sandler's last movie, he called back all his old characters
and
all their old lines. Yeah. It was like one big.
Now they're doing a Happy Gilmore
time scene.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I hope they don't mess it up because that movie is funny, man.
It's like, Adam, just go be loud and ignorant. Like, that's it. Just go out there and...
I just want to see him playing college football even older now.
Hey, Waterboy. I was saying this the other day.
Waterboy's hilarious.
I was like, that dude has monster classics.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some stinkers.
Oh, a lot of bombs.
But everybody has... But I think out of all comedians, he might have the most
classics. He a stand-up first or he just came in?
He was stand-up first.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. I remember I seen some of his stand-up. Yeah. I haven't seen his new one, but I
he
mean,
just dropped
early
a special,
on,
right?
He just dropped
yeah, I haven't seen the special,
yeah.
But I mean, I saw the early stuff, and I was like,
I mean, he
was
the
movies,
but also
kind of like Jim Carrey.
He did a lot of music stuff. But I'm wondering who has like the bigger string of hits.
It's close. Him and Ben Stiller running neck and neck.
Ben Stiller
ben
got
did
some
stand
hits.
Up?
I believe he did stand up. I know he was in. I know he did sketch early, but I think he did stand up before.
I never heard him doing stand up.
I don't know.
But we're talking about stand ups. We're talking about stand ups with movies. We have to go your uncle.
Technically, you got to go
Jim
Tom
Carrey.
Hanks. You know what I'm saying?
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Technically,
Michael
you go
Keaton.
There. Oh, technically, yes.
Michael Keaton did stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got pictures in the comedy show.
Yeah.
If you go with those, then.
Which
yeah.
explains so much when you see his comedic roles. Like, this nigga's hilarious.
His comedic timing is very good.
It's very good. He was so funny in Other Guys.
Yeah. Oh, he was hilarious in that.
So funny. What are you talking about? Don't go chasing waterfalls. He kept standing TLC lines.
But did Woody Harrelson do stand up?
Oh, I don't know.
He seems like
he's really good though.
Yeah. Stand up.
But I don't think he has more hits than those guys.
I'd be surprised Will Ferrell didn't do stand up.
Yeah, he's all sketch.
Yeah. He did it when at that show you gave me.
Which one?
He did the one you had to go do Marlon's movie, so I did the church for you.
Oh, he did something? I didn't know he did stand up that night.
He did
Was he funny?
Because he didn't do like stand up. He got like he went first. And before he set the whole thing off. And he did like, he's like, all right, I'm going to read a letter to God.
It's going to be very character.
Yeah,
this is a scene.
And he read, like, it was like 10 minutes long, a letter. But it basically was just about all the stuff in L.A. Can Kobe make this many points this year? Can blah, blah, blah. And can this go right in my career? But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was really, it seemed more like a one-man show
so
type,
funny,
monologue
bro.
Type
yeah.
thing. But yeah, he did that real quick. Because people was like, he's here. He's got to do something. You know what I mean? He did that. And then we started.
Stand-up show. Okay.
But we thought they were going to do that and leave, and they stayed and watched the show.
Will Ferrell.
But did that count as stand-up? Like those...
I don't count one-man shows as stand-up.
No.
Not the one-man shows, but how they get on stage and freestyle like Wayne Brady and all of them used to do.
Oh, you're talking about like Who's Line?
Yeah.
That's sketch, right?
It's improv.
Improv
brigades. Do they count as...
Nah, they're improv.
It's a different medium.
Yeah. Improv groups are fun, though. I did one. For me, it was so hard not to break character. Like, I would be laughing. Them dudes was funny. And they would say, you know, you don't know what's coming. I remember there was one time I was in San Francisco. I'd signed up for one and just to do it. And we did some, we were playing some one of them games or doing some sketch thing. And we had masks on. And I just turned my back and I cried and laughed.
The entire you broke? Time. You broke?
I couldn't stop laughing. Because I didn't see, he had went around the corner and came back in a tutu with a dildo. And he kept just spinning in circles. With the and I didn't see that coming. And I was just like, and he kept like walking up to people just doing it. And I just couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop.
I was at a, I was on a house team at UCB before the kid came. I was like, damn.
Who's the kid?
My kid.
Is he? He was on
the before your kid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I was doing groundlings. Yeah, and groundlings I had to make a decision. Fun. I was like, damn, this is like, to really get good at this, you really got to be, it's another art. You really got to beam in on it. And I was like, damn, I'm doing this at nights. I can't do stand-up and this at the same time. So, but it was fun.
They went hand in hand for me, though. I feel like doing improv made me a much better performer. Because I think before, when I first started stand-up, I was just going to stand up there and talk. And then groundlings is what I did first. They made you be weird.
Yeah,
they made me like, oh, you got to go do this, and I was like, this is weird.
You have to be
like,
free.
I was like,
you got your comfort zone.
That's what I liked about
your comfort zone.
With stuff I would never do on stage, they'd be like, do this, and I'd be like, this is.
So
I would never say
so now
this.
Being bigger and expressive, and then just the places your mind can go real quick, it really brought me out of my just I'm gonna be a talker, and it was like, oh, now you're a performer.
Yeah,
go with the flow. You got to go. There's no turning nothing now. Yes,
and what I liked about it too was I was the only black person in my group, and I had to do. Universal, like the way my mind was set up is to talk about what I know. All my references was, you know, what we know, and then working with them is just like I can be
quirky,
all over
I
the
can
place.
Be weird.
I can say whatever, and then it hit, and that's for it. It definitely helps with your stand up. Definitely helps.
Yeah, they went hand to hand to me. I was like, oh, this is a cheat code, and I was like, because otherwise I'd have just been trying to be smart. I mean, just be a smart comic and say these things. And do these terrible impressions now and then. So I first started off trying to do an impression. Sure. What is it?
The
Earning on a Sunday afternoon.
Is that a song? That's not a song.
No.
No.
It's a
Cruising.
Yeah. Cruising with Earning.
I don't know if I've ever heard the song start to finish.
I've never heard that song.
Baby, it starts with baby. Let's cruise.
No. That's.
Am I on a different
song? He's singing something else. I'm Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
I just know that cruising on a Sunday.
I think there's two different songs.
Yeah, I think
he's just. You're the one you're singing is
So which one is Chad singing?
It's just cruising.
Cruising on a Sunday afternoon is a different because I remember my mom sang that on Lost Boys.
I think yours is on a Latin
old
thing.
Old white song.
Let me look it up.
It's probably some old white dude with that who's super famous at some kind of George McConklin or
Crosby some shit.
Tell us how you need money, Chaz.
I'm poor. I'm so poor. I need earning. Here's what's great about earning, because if you've been in the same position that I've been in, you need a little extra here and there to get you from point A to point B, just enough to keep you going. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with earning. What is earning, you ask? Earn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the earning app and verify your paycheck, because you can't just come in and be like, yeah, it's a handwritten check by you. your name, some smiley faces, and be zero.
One of them, can I get, let me hold.
Just download the Earn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I get you back, baby. I've been there too many times. You guys know my story. I've been homeless in and out many times. And then I wish to God I had an earning back in the day just to get you from the next paycheck to the next paycheck. Especially when I was trying to learn how to handle money. When I used to think, oh, it's in an account, I had to spend all of it. I don't know why that was my thought as a kid. I was like, it's $800 in here. Got to spend $800 before the next check. Who does that? So make earning part of your financial routine and join earners over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. So download Earn today. So
that's how they say it.
R-N-I-N. In the Google Play or Apple App Store. You download the Earn app, type in Daddy Issues. Under podcast, when you sign up, it'll really help the show. That is Daddy Issues under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company. It is not a bank. Not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right. Oh, so it's grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Grooving.
Smokey Robinson is cruising.
Mm.
And then D'Angelo redid it and covered it, and it was cruising.
So who did the grooving?
So it's grooving.
The grooving on a Sunday afternoon is some white group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But cruising is Smokey Robinson.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
The group is called...
Hold it. Hold the note. You gotta keep holding it till you find
grooving
it.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
What year did this come out? 1967.
Okay.
By
who? Chip and the Blue Streaks.
Tell me some random.
Who we got?
It don't even say.
Grooving on a Sunday.
What do you mean it doesn't say?
Afternoon.
Nobody want to take credit for
it. Not to be confused with the other one. On a Sunday afternoon, the other song.
The high C song.
What are you talking about? LBC, I ride.
No, this one, Lighter Shade of Brown.
Yeah,
yeah, but Groovin' was released. It says in the U.S. on April 10th, 1967, backed by another song written by Cavalieri and Brigatti Sueño.
That sounds familiar.
That's my stuff.
I don't know. Okay. Now I gotta go listen to all these, the different ones. The group, the Young Rascals, was the group.
The Young Rascals,
the Young, and it was Latin.
I told you.
Well, that's the low riser.
I told y'all. I tried to tell you. Low rider.
Low rider. Listen to my low rider volume one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
I had all the way to volume 10.
Uh-huh. For real?
Hell yeah. I used to ride my bike to this low rider
song,
easy.
It's called, I think it's by this group, Malo. It's dang, what's the song? I've never seen a girl more beautiful than you in my life.
What are we talking about?
It's It's old?
Yeah, it's old. I think the group is Malo. But I can't remember what the song is called. Never.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Something like that. Seen a more in my life. I can't remember that.
Yeah, I'm going to Shazam you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be like this.
Shazam going to be like. I know.
I don't know what song you're talking about.
No, sad.
Can I play it? Because now it's going to be in my...
My go-to is 18 with a
Suavecito.
Bullet. Oh, Suavecito.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking Suavecito.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The way he just kicks it off. I think it's Never.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, My Crazy right. Life right there.
But that was a very...
Sure, that was on the My Crazy Life soundtrack.
Okay, yeah, I know that one.
Uh-huh. And I think like one of the dudes was... Who's the famous Latino guitar player?
Carlos Santana. Yeah, like he's from brother. The Bay.
Oh, that was definitely in My Crazy Life because the car's name
Sheila
was Suavecito.
Yep.
Hey,
man, the Bay Area. We producing them products, man.
Never get any credit. Never get any credit.
Yeah, we don't get the credit, but we Carlos Santana.
Y'all give
Sheila
credit.
E.
Y'all get
any, credit.
Anything Bay, somebody from the
somebody
Bay.
Somebody from the Bay
like,
pop up out of nowhere.
We give our own credit. We pat our own back.
Yeah.
Nobody
some
else
legends,
can.
Man.
Y'all got like some goddamn underdogs from some of the biggest cities in the world. I want to hear all this shit.
You know Carlos Santana from
like
the Bay,
man. Maybe some little city you never heard of.
Green Day,
the Bay.
Green Bay.
What's the
Bay?
Cut my life into pieces.
Papa Roach, the Bay.
Oh, y'all gonna claim them now?
Hey, they are.
Hey, man.
We're not lying.
We telling the truth.
Yeah, when we was with Green Day, they had a whole bunch of Bay talk.
Oh, we was talking to Green. I was talking to Green Day. We were speaking that lingo.
I just saw that Snoop Dogg from Detroit. I said, oh, what?
What?
He said he moved to Long Beach when he was like 15 or 16.
Don't try to take
Did he really?
That's what
he
I
He was Calvin when he lived in Detroit.
Yeah, don't try
Snoop
to take
Dogg
Snoop.
Snoop Dogg didn't start to LA.
That's what I just saw, man.
Don't try to take
You know,
Mr.
Magic is from
Confunction from the Bay.
Function from the Bay. Vallejo.
Jungle. Yeah, I don't have to mention everybody from New York.
Yeah,
y'all got a few people.
y'all got some guys we've heard of before. Some gals we've heard of before.
I got some folks.
Some people.
I got to say, I think Detroit produced the most influential artists in music history.
It's possible. Motown,
I mean,
right?
Motown, you know.
I say Stevie Wonder.
But were they from Detroit?
No, they weren't from Detroit.
When it comes to diverse.
Stevie Wonder and Aretha
When it comes to diverse.
Wait,
like,
did they migrate to Detroit? Or
the Jacksons
from?
Definitely did, because they from Gary.
Yeah, they from Gary.
Yeah, well, they were the Adams.
And Marvin is...
Wait, well, you can't say add-ons for the Jacksons.
Rest in peace, Tito.
Rest in peace, Tito Jackson.
It was already a big scene when they came in. They came in
where Marvin Gaye from?
They came in looking for Motown.
Marvin Gaye's from D.C.?
D.C.?
Yeah, he ain't.
And where's Stevie from?
Where's he from?
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Wait, where's Stevie from?
That's where Draymond's from.
Oh, okay.
And where's Aretha from?
She's from Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all can have that.
Okay.
Oh, I can have that. Thanks.
So you can have Stevie and Aretha.
Where's Smokey from?
There's a lot more.
And Smokey was responsible for damn near all the songs.
So where's Smokey from? Chicago.
Where's Smokey from?
So where's Smokey from?
What does it matter? He ain't from the Bay. He ain't from there.
Because you can't take that. They might say. He said you can't take it. Smokey. Okay. Oh, you got Smokey.
Oh, you got
everybody. The whole song.
He didn't know. Now.
I wasn't sure.
I told y'all.
Everybody. The whole time.
We do the whole time. All right, well, Smokey then.
You got Smokey. That's heavy.
And then the Jacksons came to ride their coats.
Diana Ross, Detroit.
Come on, man. Oh, okay. The whole song.
Wait, where Barry from? Barry Gordy.
Where Barry from? This is just the ultimate.
This
is where it goes down. Where was Barry born at? What hospital was Barry born at?
Barry Gordy born in Detroit.
Okay.
There you go.
So now we got Snoop. We
get Snoop is born in Long Beach. I don't know where that came
born
from.
And being raised, different things. You can be born somewhere and be from somewhere. I'm not born from Michigan. I'm not born in Michigan.
I've
but
never
I'm,
heard
I'm
Snoop
he's
from
born
say.
In Long Beach, and then he's claimed Long Beach is whole. Like he was already here when his career popped up.
Never heard Snoop.
Just like Too Short. I need moved to know from LA you, to the Bay, but he played the Bay. Bay.
I need to know
same
where
same like,
you went to
born in New York,
middle
grew
school.
Up in Baltimore,
yeah.
Where's your roots from? That's what I need to know. Cause I'm not. I was born in Alabama.
Wherever you lost your virginity, that's where you're from.
Snoop probably from Detroit then.
Yeah.
Wherever you lost
your
virginity.
I've never heard Snoop Dogg being from.
I just saw this thing like yesterday ever. That somebody was saying that when him and his mom split, they moved to Long Beach where his family's from. Yeah, but his dad is from there, so they stay there. That's what I. And it could certainly be false.
He was born in Long Beach.
Yeah, see.
He was born in Long Beach.
But where'd you spend your first 15,
early
10,
life.
15
years? Early life. Give me early life.
From New York.
Yes.
Tupac is from New York. I don't know why people argue this.
He was from there. MC New York.
But people say because he started his music in the Bay, that's why they'd be like, oh, he's from the Bay.
West Coast, the Bay just claim everybody. They claim Pac tough, though.
But Pac was the one saying West Side, though. That's why. It was him. He turned his back on Baltimore and New York.
Really did.
He did.
I mean, so they gave him love, though. I don't blame him. Like, they gave him a ton of love. New York gave him love, too.
I can't find, like,
you see nothing that's connected to Detroit.
He graduated from Long Beach High School.
Yeah, by his senior year. Nah, what does that mean?
He was born in Long Beach.
Being born doesn't mean anything.
So when did he move to Detroit?
He probably just spent summers with his dad or some shit.
Hey, man, I gotta find a clip of what I saw. I just saw
you got
like
Smokey and Barry in him. You got
everybody.
You got enough.
We're going for everybody.
You got one of the greatest pins of all time. Smoke. All right, pin game. Smokey or Babyface?
I think you gotta go Babyface.
You gotta go Smokey.
Nah, I think you gotta go Babyface, bro.
That's held the whole music industry down.
That's a very tough
that's
one.
A tough
I feel like they're in two
bro.
Different eras. Two?
Smokey held it down for all the acts coming out of Detroit.
But when they did that tribute to Babyface, I was like, my God.
Oh, he got, yeah, he did his thing.
Wait a second. Just let him hear him out. Just hear him out. Just hear him out.
No, we're not counting.
Just hear him out, man.
Snoop was here till he was like 15 years old.
He don't even know.
Just hear him out.
He don't know.
He was like, we ain't going to hear him.
Let's just hear him out.
This is crazy.
Just hear him out.
And he was my mailman. How I found out was Snoop's dad was he had a Death Row jacket on.
This nigga.
Just hear him out.
Well, he don't even know for sure.
Just hear him out.
I seen him in a Death Row jacket.
I was like, where'd you get that jacket? And he's like, Snoopy's my son. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, Snoop's from Detroit,
originally. Nah. I don't believe that's his dad.
Nobody calls that dad. That's their
I can't
son
believe you cued that
rapper.
Shit.
While the rapper Snoopy was primarily raised by his mother in Long Beach, he reconnected with his father as a young adult. So yeah, that was his son. His dad was, but no, he was raised by his mama in Long Beach. Yeah,
he went there a summer.
Hey man,
yeah, right.
I'm reading a bunch of different things.
Go to your daddy's house. He was being annoying.
I'm reading a bunch of different things. I feel like that would be like well-known information. Right. If he lived a good portion of his
life,
that
guy just wanted clicks and he got you.
And it was much later because he had a Death Row jacket.
So yeah, saying, he had a Death Row jacket. He already
Snoop
been in
was
that
grown.
Yeah,
already.
Exactly.
By the time he found out, when did Snoop get signed? He was a teenager, wasn't he?
Not when he was on Death Row.
No, that was way later.
No, that was his first label.
No, it wasn't.
Who was he with first?
Christopher Columbus ass.
We found him.
Who was the Chronic with? The original Chronic.
It was on Death
Row.
Death Row.
Yeah. That's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Dre brought him in, yeah.
That was his first label.
But that was...
He was a teenager.
93 is when his first album came out.
His first album. He did what in 92?
When he do Deep Cover.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. He was like 70.
Yeah, that's 90 when he did that. Sure.
The point is, it's just, hey, this is new information that needs to be uncovered. That's all I'm saying. We're archaeologists here. What is this? This needs to be dusted off a little bit. Let's see what we found.
Snoop was grown when he went to Detroit.
I'm saying is that.
He's like, you the one that nutted in my mama?
We need more information, dog. That's all. We just need some more information, bro. Nah, can we just get some more information?
Y'all, you can have a Motown, like man. That's enough.
This is new news, everybody.
Y'all got plenty. Motown, Jay Dilla, goddamn it.
You got enough.
I'm just saying.
MC Breed. Come on. Y'all asking for too much.
I'm just saying, with the most influential music place of all time.
Might be some spots in the South.
It's in the conversation.
Where was Muddy Waters made?
Yeah, it's a lot of dirty.
I mean, Detroit
blues.
Definitely. I don't. It'd be crazy if somebody said Detroit's not a part of that conversation. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's the root of most music that came from.
Yeah, because all the sampling that happens in hip hop comes from. I mean, he's not.
I'm just
not
saying,
a wild.
Guy.
We're gonna do some
not,
research.
Not entirely, but
that's not a wild.
Hip hop is so. That's James Brown's the most sampled man in.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, hip hop is Sample McGee. So
yeah, there's definitely.
Where would our music be without?
They did
Motown.
Put up the best producer.
But I mean, before that, though, you got to go, where would it be without the blues? So,
well, then you're back in the South, which is fine.
Yeah. Well, most of the people that.
And then before that, so we were slaves, right, brother? And then they
and
took
the
us from our homeland, and the white man forced us.
I know it's not the Bay.
To say.
I know that.
We never said it was. Mm-hmm. Bro, we never said that.
The Bay put out a lot of good.
Sure, they did.
For sure. Talent.
Yeah, way after other people, they got to look at everybody
else.
I'm
not going to entertain him. You can't entertain him. You can't entertain him, man. You just gotta
let him. DC, where you at, man?
Yeah. You can't entertain him.
Damn, he's off the hook. I got lost him. I was really the man.
Wild Child Tour with Marlon Wayans. We're Alder Theater, Davenport, September 19th, September 20th. Grossinger Motors Arena in Bloomington, Illinois, September 21st.
Arena.
The Genesee, Waukegan, Illinois. Get your tickets. Let's get these tickets to sell these theaters and arenas out. Oh, and shout out to my daughter, man. New job, Philadelphia Eagles. Proud of her, Ivan A. Irvin.
Hey.
Proud of my little kid, man. She's doing well.
What's her job
so
title?
We Eagle fans now?
Eagle till I die.
Take that hat off,
Eagle
man.
I'm both. Eagle gang until it's time to bang bang. I combine them both. Eagle gang until Eagle gang bang bang with the shame.
Okay, let's go. All right, here's a scenario.
Here we go, baby. I've been waiting for this question.
All right, Niners versus Eagles.
Woo, come on, niggas.
This is the go to the Super Bowl. Okay. If the Eagles win, your daughter gets a promotion.
Oh, shit.
Okay? Daughter gets the promotion.
Ooh, I need that money. I need that money.
However, if the Niners win,
ooh, I get the pride.
Automatic win Super
Bowl. He's not a Niners fan. Look at
him going crazy right now, baby. This the scenario has me going nuts.
Man, Craig, where you at, man? Where you at? Entertaining this foolishness. where you at?
We out here on the Wild Child Tour. Make sure y'all pop in September 19th. Adler Theater, Davenport, Iowa.
Iowa.
And at Craig Wayne's on everything.
In Iowa.
Iowa. My first time going to be there.
No.
I've never been to Iowa.
Ain't nothing there.
Boise was a good time.
I've been to Iowa once, ironically, with Damon Jr. Mm-hmm. We put a one off.
Craig, Chaz, where you at?
So Friday, September 20th, if you're in the LA area, please, please come to Lackman and Chaz. It's our live 100th episode. We're doing a live taping for it downtown at Lactose Studios, LTE Studios. DM me if you down, if you want to get in there, hit your boy, and then I'll send you the link. But it's free, man. It's going to be drinks and fun and food and us being ignorant live in person. So please come down.
Bitch.
Get your drink on. Keon, what you got? Cracking.
First of all, thanks to everybody who's been coming to my shows. And for those who haven't, fuck y'all. I'm in New York at the Broadway Comedy Club, September 26th. Y'all got to get your tickets early for this one because I can't even have the show if there's not a certain amount of tickets sold before the show starts. So it can't be, no, can we get them at the door? Can we get, no, nigga, you can't. You have to get them beforehand or there will be no show. So, and New York is my biggest market, according to all my social medias, and we were in New York. We got stopped every single day. So I know y'all out there and I know y'all know me.
Mm.
Every single day on the train. Keelan was like, Dad, are you famous? We got stopped everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm like, y'all, yes, I know y'all out there.
Yes, and I am.
I was like, absolutely not. So y'all come, and then that Friday, Saturday, the 27th and 28th, I'm in D.C. Those tickets are looking actually solid already. So D.C., make sure y'all get your tickets. It's four shows in D.C., two Friday, two Saturday. And thank you, Miranda. Thank you. She said, you really are better in person. I'll be trying to tell people. Podcast, internet, I'm okay. On stage, I'm good at this shit. So please come to these shows. And then Charlotte, North Carolina, October 3rd, one-nighter. Pull up to that. So that's where I'll be at. And then...
you'll be there the day before we get there.
Yeah, I was thinking about staying, but the boys got games.
Okay, so. I might be there that day. If you want to come by, you know, Mom's throw down in the kitchen.
Oh.
I might have me at the kitchen. Oh. And then... October for the locals. October, where is it at? I'm at Flappers one of these days. But I'll announce it soon. But y'all pull up to that as
y'all
well.
Y'all tour is crazy, dog.
And that's it. We'll see y'all next time.
Okay.
We out. I had a brain fart.
Weekly.